Today is Friday, May 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different, other than I'm a homeowner. Sorry, we're homeowners. Yeah, so we took off work today. And it was the big day, the big show. Everything happened today. So we took off work today. We needed a really big cashier's check. And I had told Mark, I said, you know, we need to open a joint checking account. Because we, right now, we just, like, you know, we do things. I don't know how other couples do it, but we try to share expenses as best we can. We haven't munged all of our funds together. And I don't know how, like, modern society does it. I know back in the day, couples would have one account and all the paychecks would go in that one account. And then they would get in these horrible arguments about finances and, you know, whatever. And we don't do that. I've never done that with any boyfriends or partners in the past. We both have our own accounts. In fact, the way I manage my money, I'm no money manager, but let me just tell you guys what has worked magically for me. I used to have so many money problems. And one thing that's worked magically for me is getting a job that paid better. But the other thing that has worked magically for me is I use the bucket system for budgeting. So rather than having to put a bunch of stuff in a spreadsheet and be like, okay, you can only spend X amount of money on food every month, and then, you know, using Mint or something, you know, that analyzes what you spend. I'm just like, okay, here's my slush fund account. That's kind of my daily driver. Here's my bill account. I always make sure there's enough to cover all of my bills in that. So I direct deposit directly into that. And here's my savings that's used for travel and fun stuff, but, you know, that needs to be larger. I put a little bit in that. And then here's my long-term savings. So I have all, and I know that's a lot of accounts, but that works for me. So he and I, we take turns buying groceries. He now pays the bills, but I give him a certain amount of money every paycheck because we kind of average what the bills cost every month, and then I pay my share of that. And that works. And a lot of the things we put on our credit cards because we love to travel and we get frequent flyer miles. So, you know, we'll do that. But I said, you know, I don't know why, but I feel like it would be a good thing for us to have a joint account just in case, you know, who knows? And so we can start putting money. Instead of transferring money to you, I can put money into the joint account and then you can either pay it from the joint account, or if it's something that you are paying on your credit card, you can just reimburse yourself. And then we'll have a little bit of extra money in there in case anything comes up, you know, anything major for the house or whatever. So we'll put extra money in there every month and kind of build that up into kind of a house fund or, you know, a whatever, you know. So we both agreed we would do that. And so we made an appointment this morning. There was a lot to do, actually. Today was Sydney's bath day and the groomer has opened back up, but they do like car service, kind of like, well, they don't give her a bath in the car, but it's like curbside delivery for these restaurants. So you drive up, you call them, they wear a mask, they come out, they get your dog, they take her back in, you know, et cetera. You leave. When you come back, you call them, you give them your credit card information over the phone so they're not having to touch your credit card. Somebody comes out with a mask on, delivers the dog into your car, and there you go. And so we had to drop her off at 8. It was Mark's turn to drop her off, so I got to sleep in a little bit because we took off work today. And he came back, and then we took a shower, yada, yada, got ready, and then we had a 10 a.m. appointment at Bank of America. So we get there, you know, we do the whole mask thing. We had an appointment. We go in. We talk to the person. We open up the account. It took about an hour, and then we got the largest cashier's check that I have ever seen in my life for a down payment on a house. I'm not going to go into how much it was, but it was a lot. And it was such an easy process. I thought they were going to be like, no, you need to do, you know, you need to, for that large of an amount of money, you need a government inspection or I don't know. I mean, I thought there was little to no fanfare. And it wasn't like it was, you know, that much money. But I mean, it's a down payment for a nice house. So, you know, whatever. So we did that. I think that all took about an hour. And then it worked out perfectly because Sydney was done with her bath. Like almost right at the time we got finished at the bank, we got a call saying she was ready. And the groomer is right next to the banker, like really near. So we drove to pick up Sydney and then we took her home. We had lunch. We had leftover ganiling. I don't know if I mentioned it. So I'm going to start trying to incorporate more Filipino foods because, you know, he misses Filipino food. He's not at home. So ganiling is a Filipino, it's kind of like a ground beef, a mixture between like a ground beef hash and a stew. It's got ground beef, cubed up potatoes, cubed up carrots, onion, garlic, and then it's got tomato sauce or tomato paste, some broth to thin it out a little bit, and then soy sauce, a little bit of sugar, salt, pepper, and then I put, it called for oyster sauce, but I figured it was doing the oyster sauce for kind of an umami flavor, for lack of a better term. And so I had some Worcester sauce, as they would say in England. I probably butchered that. Worcester sauce? Here we say, well, where I grew up, we would say Worcestershire sauce or Worcestershire sauce, depending on who you are. Anyway, I put a little bit of that in there, and it actually was expired. But I thought, you know, does Worcester sauce really go bad? I mean, it's a fermented thing. So, I mean, I don't. Anyway, I put a little bit of that in there. And I thought that'll give it some more umami. And it did. It worked. And so, yeah. And it's just kind of, and I used ground turkey. I didn't actually use ground beef because I don't really buy ground beef. I pretty much buy ground turkey to save us a few calories. And just replace anything that needs ground beef, I just replace with ground turkey. But it was pretty good. And he liked it, which is very good. And so we had left over that with some rice for lunch. And then after lunch, it was about time, and we had to do the whole drive-up service. So we did so we went to the title company. We pulled into the parking space. We called them. And they brought out all the paperwork. The last time I bought a house, like Maddie and I sat down at a large conference table. The realtor was there. The title company person was there. They walked us through each page and like told us what everything was and told us where to sign and pointed and all that. This, she brought out two clipboards, half the paperwork in one clipboard, half on the other one. She gave each one of us one of them. She said, I'm going to be standing over here under this tent if you have any questions. And she said, just holler at me and I'll come back. She said, otherwise, I've marked where you need to sign and signature. So I read through it with Mark and we signed it and signatured it, all that. It took about 30 minutes to sign everything. And I mean, it was pretty boilerplate stuff. And most of the documents was stuff we'd already looked at, like from the loan company and the contract with the builder and all that. I mean, all that's included in it. So, I mean, most of it, you know, and all that stuff that says, if you lied, we can take your home away from you, you know, or whatever. If you lied in your loan application. So we did all that and we signed everything. We gave them the cashier's check. They handed us garage door openers and keys, and that was it. They're like, congratulations, you're homeowners. So we were like, woo. And, Mark didn't really get any kind of fanfare that he wanted. Like, he wanted some, you know, big key, like a key to the city or something that he can hold and have a photo or whatever. I don't know. I told him I could tie a ribbon around the front door and we could do like a ribbon cutting ceremony if he wanted, but he didn't really like that very much. And so then anyway, we decided to have my parents come back out and see the house one more time since we're officially homeowners today. I thought it would be fun, you know, just I'm like, hey, meet us out there. We took Sydney. We came and got Sydney, took her so she could try out the backyard, you know, for the very first time. So she went out in the yard and peed and pooped immediately. So she put her little mark on the backyard and we showed them. We purchased mirrors last week. I probably mentioned it. And so Mom had not seen the mirrors, so we showed them that. And we discussed kind of the improvements we want to do in the backyard. We're going to hire a landscaper to come in and like help us. We want to extend the patio and then add some trees and some flower beds. So we're going to see how much we can afford to do now, and then some of it we may have to do later. So we discussed that and just kind of hung out for a little while and then came home, and we've just been watching that garden show that I was telling you guys about yesterday. And we also watched Gourmet Remakes, where Claire remakes an episode that she, or a recipe that she made on Gourmet Makes, but she does it from home and tries to make it more home friendly. I love Claire. Anyway. All right. One other thing I was going to mention is I found out that Walmart technology is going to be work from home indefinitely, possibly forever. So I'm now officially a remote worker, it sounds like. So I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, there are some good things, but then there's some parts of me that's like, eventually I'm going to want to get out of the house, you know? But I'm glad I'm going to have a little freedom, you know, to work from home. We'll see how it goes. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.